right now, our federal inmate numbers especially are trending on the higher end of expectations. When we figured out the budget at the end of last year, we come up with a sort of a revenue expectation. And what we expected at that time would have been to bring in about $412,000 just for the U.S. Marshal inmate housing this year. And so far, we are, hopefully the trend continues, but it's one of those things that are sort of, you know, beyond our direct control, being that we're relying on federal agencies to bring us those inmates. But if our numbers stay as they are today, our actual revenue would be closer to $680,000. So we're talking, as long as those numbers hold, we will exceed our expected revenue for the Marshal Service inmates by a couple $100,000. Just to give a little bit of an idea on how substantial that is, the salaries for corrections entirely, just the base salary for corrections, we anticipate to be around $390,000 a year. So that doesn't include, of course, any overtime and holiday pay and the benefits that those employees get, but just the revenue that we receive from the Marshal Service inmates will more than pay for the salaries for all of our correctional officers, all our full-time correctional officers, I should say.